Economist Dambisa Moyo says aid to Africa has failed. In her new book, Dead Aid, she says poverty rates in sub-Saharan Africa have increased during the past 40 years from 11% to 66%. But at the same time, donors have given the continent billions of dollars in development funds. A graduate of Oxford and Harvard, Moyo, who formerly worked for the investment firm Goldman Sachs, says aid harms Africa in a number of ways. In remarks in April to the Carnegie Council in New York, she said aid raised by international celebrities and NGOs sometimes help prop up ineffectual leaders. It also relieves governments of one of their primary duties, providing services for their people.
But in a society like many African countries, the government is basically not involved. African governments don't need to do anything. They don't have to cater to their people. They spend their time courting the donors to get more money. That basically means that they've abdicated their responsibility.
Moyo says international lenders perpetuate dependency on foreign aid. She says in many countries, the International Monetary Fund writes policy strategies.
Basically, we end up in this situation where African governments, even today, are spending about $20 billion in interest payments every year, and that money is being spent to keep the system in place. So you pay a little bit of money to the World Bank, they re-lend to you, or you pay a little bit of money to Norway or the UK or US aid agencies, and then you get the money back.
Moyo says aid also feeds conflict. In states without developed private sectors, factions fight for the only entity that has a pool of cash, the government. She also says aid causes inflation. Economists say aid can drive up exchange rates, damaging growth by making exports more expensive. The Economist says without aid, governments would have to raise taxes by strengthening the private sector or collect them from the electorate. This, she says, would create an expectation of accountability on the part of the public. Moyo says the government could also raise money from issuing bonds, particularly on the capital-rich markets of China and the Middle East. In the early 1990s, the World Bank conditioned aid on a number of changes meant to encourage exports and engage in international trade. Among these so-called structural adjustments were calls for cuts in government spending, greater foreign investment, growth of the local private sector, and increased exports. Many credit the policy with lifting African growth rates to more than 7% per year, reversing a decade of decline. Moyo is not impressed.
All the positive things that we've seen in Africa in the past 5 to 10 years have been in spite of aid, not because of it. I think, you know, we will never really be able to strip out the commodity effect, which, you know, we've just come from this massive commodity boom. I think, boom, that's been a huge impetus for the growth numbers that we've seen in recent times. I mean, I don't, personally, as you know, my view on aid is that it's incredibly destructive and long-term is not going to deliver jobs and poverty, job creation, or alleviate poverty or create jobs or spur growth. And I think that, you know, I have not heard from any advocate of aid that they say, oh, yes, aid is generating jobs.
But some economists say aid linked to the adoption of free market policies has increased exports and employment. Development economist Paul Collier writes that aid has added about 1 percentage point to the annual growth of the bottom billion. Without aid, he says, the poor would have become poorer. Shanta Devarajan is the chief economist of the Africa region at the World Bank.
During this period of the last 10 to 15 years, aid has increased and African countries have grown very rapidly, including countries that received large amounts of aid. Now, it'd be very difficult and probably somewhat presumptuous of us to say there's a direct link, you know, every dollar of aid generated this much growth. But it is certainly true that some of that aid actually supported the policy reforms that or built the infrastructure that enabled these countries to benefit from the increase in primary commodity prices, and they grew. I mean, and it's not just oil. There is something like 21 non-oil exporters that grew at better than 4% a year for over a decade and a half.
Others note that since the end of the Cold War, aid has been used more effectively. In some cases, donors channel aid through NGOs rather than the corrupt or inefficient bureaucracies. And the U.S. government's Millennium Challenge accounts allot aid only to countries with a record of good economic management. Moyo says she supports the efforts of the International Monetary Fund in the short term to help African countries withstand the global financial downturn. But over the long term, she wants Africa to find better ways of financing development. I'm William Eagle in Washington.